This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former President George H.W. Bush will make his final trip to Washington next week. As AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, a state funeral is being planned for the 41st president, who died Friday at age 94.
The late president will return from Houston in style.
We'll be sending Air Force One, which is a special tribute that he deserves very much.
It's standard practice for the military aircraft to transport a former president's remains, though it will not go by the call sign Air Force One. President Bush will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda from Monday evening until Wednesday morning before a state funeral at Washington's National Cathedral.
3 days of mourning and 3 days of celebrating a really great man's life.
The ex-president died at 94, 7.5 months after his wife Barbara. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Leaders of the Group of 20 Nations meeting in Argentina have agreed to fix the world trading system, but only 19 agreed to support the Paris Accord on fighting climate change. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
It took all-night negotiations, but leaders of the Group of 20 agreed to fix the world trading system, and President Trump and the other leaders signed the G20's final statement. A senior White House official says it acknowledges flaws in global commerce and calls for reforming the World Trade Organization, a body Trump has repeatedly criticized. The official also notes language on workforce development and women's economic development, and that China has committed to doing infrastructure financing on, quote, transparent terms. The U.S. did not sign on to a commitment to support the Paris Climate Accord, though the 19 other leaders did. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President